Chapter 6. Men Become God. From the perspective of Jesus' humanity, the Christian belief that he is God could be perceived as elevating a single human being to the status of godhood. There is, however, another body of beliefs among many of the followers of Islam, which, like Hinduism and Buddhism, offer human beings the opportunity to become God. The origin of their beliefs can be found in mysticism, whose roots are in ancient Greek mystery religions. Mysticism is defined as an experience of union with God and the belief that man's main goal in life lies in seeking that union. The Greek philosopher Plato proposed this concept in his writings, particularly in his Symposium. In it, he describes how the human soul can climb the spiritual ladder until it finally becomes one again with God. The basis of this belief is the teaching that human beings are, in fact, parts of God that have become trapped in this material world. The physical body cloaks the human soul. Consequently, the soul, in their view, is divine. The trapped part of God in this world must free itself from the material world and reunite with God. There arose among Muslim people a sect which promoted this very same idea. Its followers are traditionally called Sufis, and their system of beliefs is called Sufism. This term is usually translated into English as mysticism or Islamic mysticism. It is based on the same concept as that of the Greek mystics, that the human soul is divine, and that the way that it becomes reunited with God is through certain spiritual exercises. Various groups of Sufis evolved into cults called tariqas, ways or paths. Each cult was named after its actual or supposed founder, and each had its own set of special spiritual exercises which members had to strictly adhere to. Most taught that after the followers performed the prescribed spiritual, emotional, and physical exercises, they would become one with God. This oneness was given the Arabic title Fana, meaning dissolution, or Vusul, meaning arrival. The concept of unity with God was rejected by mainstream Muslim scholars, but was embraced by the masses. In the 10th century, a Sufi devotee, Al-Halaj, 858-922 CE, publicly announced that he was God and wrote poems and a book called Kitab-e-Tawaseen to that effect. In it he wrote, "If you do not recognize God, at least recognize his sign. I am the ultimate absolute truth, because through the truth, I am eternal truth. My friends and teachers are Iblis, Satan, and Pharaoh. Iblis was threatened by the hellfire, yet he did not acknowledge anything between himself and God. And although I am killed and crucified, though my hands and feet are cut off, I do not recant." Ibn Arabi, died 1240, took the unity with God belief a step further by claiming that only God exists. He wrote the following in one of his works, "Glory be to He who made all things appear while being their essence." And in another he wrote, "He is the essence of whatever appears, and He is the essence of what is hidden while He appears. The one who sees Him is none other than Him, and no one is hidden from Him because He appears to Himself while being hidden." His concept is called Wahdatul Wujud, or unity of existence, and became popular in the Sufi circles throughout the Muslim world.